An archaeological dig in Iceland is confirming some of the details of Iceland's famous sagas. Researchers from the Smithsonian and the University of California at Los Angeles spent the summer excavating a farmstead that, according to legend, was built by a family who traveled to North America and then returned to Iceland. Elizabeth Ward is a Scandinavian specialist at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History. She says what archaeologists found at this farmstead, called Glumbar, corresponds to Iceland's legendary past, one filled with hard-to-pronounce names.
The expedition was focused on the Valley of Skagafjörður in northern Iceland.
I beg your pardon?
Skagafjörður, or Skagafjord,
I guess.
And that fjord was one of the first fjords that was settled when the Vikings came to Iceland in around 874.
But this is the oldest inhabited spot. I would think it would have been dug up many times.
No, actually not. Icelanders have a unique resource in the Icelandic sagas, and because of that, Icelanders feel like they already know an awful lot about their history, you know, who settled where. So
you don't need to dig.
But there's actually a lot of questions that the sagas bring up that archaeology can help answer.
So what did you find?
Well, they had assumed that people's farms had pretty much stayed in the same place, the farmhouse. You have these farm names that are known in the sagas, and those same farm names are in existence today. So you still have, you have an idea of where the farm is, but the actual farmhouse is the question. So we found a number of Viking Age farms, including one at Glumbar.
And you had some idea about the particular family in this house.
The sagas that were tell about the voyages to North America were written down in Iceland, and both of them end with saying that an Icelandic trader named Karlsefni, who had led one of the voyages to North America, he'd married a woman named Gudrid, or Guðríður. They came to North America, built some houses, and they lived there for about 3 or 4 years, and they had a child named Snorri.
So this was a European child born in America.
There's an interesting connection there, and after they had lived there, trouble with Native Americans inspired them to return to Greenland, and a few years later they returned to Iceland.
So the sagas told you that this was the spot for the house.
The sagas said that when Guðríður and Karlsefni returned, they bought land at Glumbar, and then their son Snorri continued to live at Glumbar.
And you could determine when it was built?
Absolutely, yeah. Iceland has this incredible on-the-spot, on-the-ground dating method. There's volcanic eruptions that have happened in Iceland since very early on. One volcanic eruption was in 872, and it threw into the air ash that, when it lands on the ground and settles into the ground, has kind of a greenish-blue color. And then there's another volcanic eruption in 1104, very thick and white. There's another one from 1000 that's kind of black.
Nice of them to color-code their volcanoes.
Yeah. The farmhouses that we found at Glumbar were first established just before 1000, expanded right after 1000, and then expanded again just before 1100. So it's almost like a generational change kind of profile of what happened to this one farm site over a period of only about 150 years.
Elizabeth Ward is a Scandinavian specialist at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History.